Rohingya Muslims are considered the most persecuted ethnic minority in the world. Deadly crackdowns in Myanmar, where most live, have created a refugee crisis that's driven thousands of Rohingya Muslims out of the Southeast Asian country. A few dozen have made their way to Philadelphia. WHYY's Dana DeFilippo talked with two Rohingya sisters about what they left behind and how they're doing now.
Before they came to Philadelphia, Farida Rashid and her younger sister Noor lived in Malaysia, where Rohingya Muslims are treated slightly better than in Myanmar. Still, the Malaysian government doesn't recognize the Rohingya as citizens, so they can't go to public schools, work, get affordable health care, or even walk around freely. Farida says her family had no future there.
I born there. I grew up over there. Even though I have birth certificate, they don't recognize me as their people. I can't do any business. You can't even have a driving lesson. They don't recognize you at all. Basically, we do nothing.
So 5 years after they first applied for refugee status, they were approved and moved to the United States last year with the help of the Philly-based resettlement agency, the Nationality Services Center.
From Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, we went to Hong Kong. And from Hong Kong, we took flight, came down to United States. All together, 22 hours. And that was our first flight. In our entire life, we've not been in a plane at all.
The sisters, who are 25 and 22, often fall into giggles as they talk about their life here, like wonderstruck kids in an amusement park. That's because life is so different for them here, so much better. Every day is an exciting adventure, always holding lessons to learn, like American holidays. Farida laughs as she remembers trying to figure out what the heck Halloween was.
The Halloween. I get two different answers from my friend. If I did ask one of my friends, how's your Halloween preparation? No, I don't celebrate Halloween. I said, why? Oh, no, it's like devil's birthday. We are not celebrating devil's birthday. Okay, I asked the other friend, oh, she has been busy shopping, costume for her kids, candies. I said, two different answers I get it from here. So I found out one is worshipping devils and the other one is not worshipping devils.
The sisters learn to speak English in Malaysia, but American slang, that can be a mystery. Take the day Noor's co-workers at Walmart asked if she'd gotten a customer's phone number.
They were teasing me the other day, did you take the digit? So I was like thinking, what was the digit they mean? But actually they were saying, did you take the number of the person? So I said, what? It was so confusing.
But don't think they're complaining. Noor says a little confusion about the holidays and slang is a small price to pay for the freedom that they've found in Philadelphia. The sisters have jobs. They're both going to school. Farida wants to be a teacher someday, while Noor is studying nursing.
We can have a bright future over here. We can be what we want, and also we can support our family as well as our community.
They have applied for green cards. If they get them, after waiting 5 more years, they can apply for citizenship. Their ultimate goal is to bring their relatives from Malaysia here, too. That could take years, but by then they'll surely be experts on American holidays and slang. Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.